Sheriff's Department? Okay. Hello,
Hi. How
you doing?
Good. How are you?
Detective Devers with the Sheriff's Department.
What's up?
Did you see or hear anything that was going on up here?
No.
No?
Why, what was going on?
Yeah, we had a shooting just a little bit ago.
Well,
in the area. And so we're just going door to door to just make sure nobody saw anything or heard anything. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Did they get them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you home by yourself, or do you have?
Yeah,
is there alone. Here alone? Okay, very good. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you got them.
Appreciate your time.
All righty.
Interview department.
Yes.
I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department. How you doing?
Can you pull something
out? Oh, okay, very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Wait, stay here, okay?
Hold
on. Hi. Hi, how you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing now. We just had an officer involved in something a minute ago, and we want to talk.
What are you saying?
Talk to everybody. Make sure they didn't see anything. What's your name?
General.
Okay.
I'm almost five.
I'm You're almost five?
I'm gonna get a motorcycle.
Okay, good. Do you have a light you can turn on? Just let me talk to you? It's broken?
Yeah, but you can come on.
Okay,
come on,
thank you.
It's okay. I was just cooking.
I'm a detective in the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And we have an incident that happened out here in the street. Did you hear or see anything that happened?
What happened? Come on, Dave. I went and picked up my son at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was driving close to the Conejo school,
uh-huh,
I was hearing like 2 shots first. I say shot because they already know.
Uh-huh.
But 2 shots and then 3 more. Uh-huh. And I was getting scared. And I talked to my son. You're right down the next buildings over there.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked them, I say, that's a shot. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a tire on the freeway, you know, with this blood from the big old semis and all the stuff. And they're saying, I don't know. So and then I said, okay, well, we'll see. And then the janitor on the little school over there, he was like, those are shots, huh? And I said, like, well, I don't know. He said, yeah, they are. So I'm going to call the police. And I said, okay, sounds good.
Uh-huh.
And then we drive in and we start getting in the parking lot and we start seeing the police and a big truck, police truck. Driving over there.
Okay. So you weren't here.
No,
you were over
here
at the school?
I was driving. Yes, yes.
You were driving?
I went and picked up my son, my teenager.
Okay.
Westlake High School.
Yeah, Westlake High School?
Yes, he had an IOP, so I went and picked it up at 6 o'clock. When I was getting this way here to the school,
uh-huh,
I was hearing it.
So the school right here, the Canal school.
That's
Canal School?
Mm-hmm.
So you were driving and you pulled up here. By Canal School and you were coming here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And while you were there, you
heard
some noise that sounded like shots.
Exactly.
Two and then
two
three.
Two first
more.
And a little house. How do you say? Like a little break in
pause.
There between.
Uh-huh.
You pause. And then I hear 3 more.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong, maybe.
Uh-huh.
It was so quick, but I hear it very well.
Uh-huh.
By the time I sound like, it sounds like from over here, like pointing.
Yeah.
When we're driving here.
It sounded like it was from this area, but you don't know for sure.
Exactly.
Where.
And I said, well, and I even tell him, it's an echo. We don't know where they came from. You know what I mean? So and like he's like, okay. So we get in here and we park right here, not down my little white
down the parking
lot. Yeah, on the parking lot, uh-huh. And then I started seeing the police is going in, and like, oh my God.
Okay. And then you just came up and came to your apartment?
Yes. Okay. And then,
was anybody with you? Just
my little one and my teenager. You want to talk to me?
I would, but let me get your name first. Your birthday? Okay, yeah, let me chat with him a second. Thank you.
I was just cooking in
that. Okay. What did you do?
I cracked myself. What's all the police here?
Because we had something that happened. Endeavors with the sheriff's department. Hey, can you tell me what did you know what was going on out here? Did you hear anything?
We were over here, like, dropping my friend off.
Uh-huh.
And we just heard, like four popping sound. That sounded like a gunshot.
Uh-huh. Were they all right in a row, or?
Like, first two, and then, like, a pause, then two more.
First two at your wall.
Okay.
And my mom was like, I think it was, like tires popping on the freeway.
Uh-huh.
And then, or it sounded like gunshots.
Uh-huh.
A gun?
We just came back, we dropped my friend off, and then we come back up, and then just saw the cops coming back.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And what time do you think that was?
Like around 6:30.
No. What time? You was at school already waiting for me. That was 6.
Oh, that's cool.
6:30, 6:45.
No.
I didn't get on my school. I got a stamp.
Because, Gabriel, I called you at 5:50.
5:50, and then I just stopped what I was doing.
I got a cousin.
Then I drive over there. Doesn't take me more than 10 minutes. I'm here to Westlake. Well, yeah, 10:50. So it was 6:15, and then we can drive, and then, yeah, like 6:35, yeah.
Okay.
And I even called the manager, because I know sometimes he goes with his son, you know, like, eat or whatever.
Buddy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, please.
I thought that was sugar. She had all my chihuahua.
Oh, you don't say
that.
Okay.
You didn't see anything. No, you just heard the noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And your apartment number. Okay. And your birthday.
That was like 91.
But I want my name wrong.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Sorry I didn't make you wait.
No, it's all right. Hello? Yeah. Hang on.
Can I actually get some?
is on.
These are kind of simple. You probably get more information than we get.
Sheriff's Department. Can I come in and talk to you?
Yeah. Okay. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi.
Answer. 14-06 at 21, correction, 20:50 hours. No answer. At Renaissance at Grand Oaks Apartments, number. Apartment number. No answer to department. Approximately 20:53 hours on the 14th. Apartment 14-06 at 20:54 hours. Sign on the door. No answer it. Apartment 06 at approximately 20:56 hours. Sign on the door. Sheriff's Department, how are you?
What are you doing in here?
Well, I came to talk to you.
Okay, did you want to come in?
Well, I can if you want, or if you just wanted to chat with me a second.
Oh, come on. I have to sit. So.
Okay. If I do that, then.
All right, I'm sorry, but I can't.
That's all right.
Yeah, I can.
Did you hear what went on earlier?
Yes, I did. I was sitting here, and I heard what I thought was a shot, and then it was followed
but I knew it were shots. Maybe three, bang, 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 maybe uh-huh. four, I don't know.
Okay.
So I went out on the porch.
Uh-huh.
Right there, I have a balcony.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this guy behind the truck with his rifle. I think it was a rifle. I don't know much about guns.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of peeking around. He was at the back of the truck. So I knew something was going on, and there was a man halfway into the truck, I believe, and he kept peeking out. And then finally this guy from behind started moving up,
uh-huh.
and by that time, apparently the guy had already been shot because he slumped over into the truck.
Okay.
And then he was gone. And then the guy with the rifle came up and opened the door, or maybe he didn't open the door. I don't want to talk too much. I don't want to put anything in it that wasn't there. He looked through the window and saw that the guy had been shot.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I came in and called 911.
Okay.
Because I knew it was something serious.
What what time did all this happen? When did you first hear the shot?
Well,
you
know? I think I was kind of hard to trail. I was out there an awful long time. And I came in at 7:15. Probably 6:30.
6:30?
That's just a guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
And you heard one shot and then some more?
I didn't know it was a shot.
But
I heard it.
Like what kind of sound?
It sounded a little like a shot, but it could have been anything. But then it was immediately followed by what definitely were shots.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I went out on the balcony and looked.
Okay, and
you
how
see,
many?
I looked right over it here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right.
How many total shots or sounds like that did you hear?
Well, at least four, but those three came so quickly, maybe there was more. I can't
uh-huh.
tell you.
Okay. And did you see who shot? Do you know who did the shooting?
I presume there were only two men.
Mm-hmm.
One was up in the cab, one was behind, and mm-hmm. I presume it was the one behind the truck.
Okay.
With the rifle that did the shooting, because it was the guy in the truck that was shot.
Uh-huh. Are you sure he had a rifle, or?
Well, I don't know much about guns, but I did go hunting one time with my brothers mm-hmm. in South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like their guns.
Like a long gun?
No, not a long one. No, it wasn't long, so that's why I don't know if it was a rifle.
Yeah.
Or not.
Can you tell me how long, or what did you? Could you get a good? Did you get a
well,
good look at it?
It was awfully dark, and the guy's clothing was dark, and, mm-hmm. and I would say it was a short rifle.
Okay.
It was probably like this.
Okay.
But he was pointing it.
Uh huh. And could it have been his arm and something in his hand?
It could have been.
Okay.
But I presumed it was a gun because I heard the shots.
Yeah.
It's drugs, isn't it?
That I can't tell you because I don't know.
I've been watching it. I'm pretty sure.
Did you hear anybody say anything?
No, there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a sign of anyone there.
Mm-hmm. And how about afterwards, after the shooting or anything?
Well,
did you hear that?
I would say within a minute or two. I was out there in less than that,
mm-hmm.
maybe 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe after about a minute, some people came from those apartments down there.
Mm-hmm.
It was two men.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost track of them. I don't know who they were or where
mm-hmm.
they went.
Mm-hmm. And what about the guys that were here, the one in the truck and the one behind the truck? Did you continue to watch them, or did you come in here and use the phone?
I came in and used the phone.
And did you go back out afterwards?
No, we went back out, and golly, I can't tell you what was happening. By that time, those other two men were there,
mm-hmm.
And I think they lived in those apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much help, I'm sorry.
Well, you said it was dark, but could you describe the guys to me? The two that you originally saw?
They had dark clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't describe them in any way.
Okay. Did you hear anything about anybody saying sheriff's department or police or stop or anything like that?
No.
Okay. How long after you heard the shots did you then see police cars starting to come?
Oh, very soon. At the 911 call, he said, well, it's already been reported, they're on the way, and went outside, and I could hear the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Somebody else reported it.
Yeah.
Well, I know the girl downstairs did.
Mm-hmm. Do you know her?
Years, yeah. They had opened.
Okay. And your name?
Years old. Quite a lot of excitement for me. That's a terrible thing to say because it was an awful happening.
Yeah.
But,
and your address is apartment. And what is your phone number, ma'am?
It was an interesting thing that there is a bunch of balconies along this side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8. And they're second and third floor.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any report from anyone downstairs?
We've had some reports.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't hear it or just heard it and kind of didn't want to go out and investigate. You know, some people are a little leery of those things and scared.
Yeah, I thought shots.
Yeah.
But it didn't keep me from going like that.
Well, that's good.
Crazy, isn't okay. It? Little, something like that be of interest to you.
Yeah. Well, it gives you a little excitement for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anything else you think you can tell me?
I wish I could. I wish I could be more definite. I wish I... the man on 911 said, what did he look like? Did you see him? What did he look like? Well, I couldn't tell you. It was dark.
Uh-huh.
There were no spotlights on him.
Uh-huh.
I just knew he had dark clothing on. I knew it was a man.
Yeah.
And I knew he had a gun, and I knew he was pointing it at this other guy.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll let you get back to your evening.